For small-scale local farmers, one of the greatest challenges is getting their products to consumers. Loreen Carsey, manager at Urbana's Blue Moon Farm, is one of the 49 growers throughout central Illinois who uses the Urbana Market at the Square to sell their goods.
We really appreciate it because not all cities have such a market that's supportive to the farmers, and it's vital. It's where the majority of our sales are, is at that market. We need that market.
Farms also sell produce through a community-supported agriculture program, like the one provided by Sola Grazia Farm in Urbana. In a CSA, members purchase shares of a farm's output and receive produce at regular intervals throughout the summer and fall. Tracy Barkley, Sola Grazia's education and outreach coordinator, says the farm also donates a portion of their produce to hunger relief.
The mission of Sola Grazia Farm is to donate at least 10% of everything we grow to hunger assistance agencies, largely Eastern Illinois Food Bank. So in 2012, our first year, we were able to double that goal with 20% donations. In 2013, we were closer to 25%. This last year, we were able to achieve 30% of everything we grow. That totaled over those 3 years a little over 20,000 pounds donated.
Prosperity Gardens is another local organization that addresses food insecurity. Nicole Bridges, the executive director, says the nonprofit's goal is to empower residents of downtown Champaign by providing education, employment, and affordable fresh produce.
I went to a lot of neighborhood meetings and just talked to people about what the neighborhood was facing, and two of the biggest things I identified were poor health and unemployment. And thus, this kind of idea around Prosperity Gardens grew of, hey, we can grow food and we can address some stuff that has been specifically identified by the people that live in this neighborhood.
In an era of giant grocery stores and far-off industrially grown food, consumers are often out of touch with the food production process. Wes Jarrell offers frequent tours of Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign to help members of the community personally experience where food comes from.
So we try to bring the five senses to bear on the farm, and that's one of the things we hear a lot when people walk out there is the smell of hay. They hadn't smelled hay since they were a kid, and over the last 20 or 30 years, a massive number of kids have never had any connection of any kind to any farm anywhere.
Sometimes, the greatest gift local farmers bring to our community is simply great-tasting, fresh food. Jeff Hake coordinates the training of farmers in sustainable methods at the Land Connection. He believes in the power of taste to convince people to eat locally.
This food just tastes better. It's just because it was grown right here, it was picked when it was ripe. I think you'll discover that in the end, if you can really embrace what that means for your quality of life, the flavor and the healthiness of that more local food, it becomes completely worth it to invest in local food.
I'm Ellen Rispoli.